A new national poll out this week shows Hillary Clinton opening a lead over all her rivals for the White House, Democratic and Republican. The poll by Quinnipiac University also shows a decline in the percentage of people who say they disapprove of or dislike Senator Clinton. Some of that improvement comes among Democratic women who had been reluctant to support the Clinton candidacy. NPR's Linda Wertheimer checked with a group of women Democratic activists in the Maryland town of Frederick, a short drive from the presidential retreat at Camp David in the Catoctin Mountains.
Meet the Catoctin Crones, a collection of ladies who lunch twice a month at the Elks Club in Frederick. Catoctin, because of the mountains all around them, and they've embraced crones, they say it means wise women. These women are on Democratic Party boards and committees in this fairly conservative Western Maryland county. None of them started the year as Hillary Clinton boosters. They all say they're still undecided, but they are taking a new look at the front runner. Myrna Whitworth is retired from the Voice of America. She teaches at a nearby college, and she says she began the season liking Barack Obama.
I still appreciate his idea of change, but the more I hear him, the more I am concerned that there's no there there. And I have become increasingly impressed with Hillary, although I wasn't at the beginning. So I am beginning to lean in that direction, and surprisingly so. I didn't expect to be in this position right now.
For most of these women, it's Hillary Clinton, the debater, who's beginning to win them over. Maggie Hayes is a retired deputy sheriff. She's seeing a more likable, warmer Clinton lately, likes what she calls that belly laugh.
I have been an Edwards fan for quite a while, but the more I watch the debates, the more impressed I am with Hillary Clinton. She always has a good answer. She doesn't fumble. She doesn't stumble. I do wonder, again, if she can win a general election, although I certainly don't see anything on the Republican side that could hold a candle to her.
Competence and experience clearly matter to Susan Dursey. She hosted this special meeting of the Crones at her house in Frederick.
The YouTube debate on CNN got me thinking about how easy it would be for her to put together a cabinet. She knows how the government runs. She knows a lot of people, and I think that she could form a new government fairly quickly, get people into cabinet positions and get things going.
What about that idea that Hillary Clinton is polarizing? Several women raised it, including Myrna Whitworth.
And knowing how she was in the White House with Hillary Land and this very secretive group, this coterie of women that she had around her, I think that that's the way she does business. And I am concerned that the person that needs to be president now is somebody that will reach out and bring this country together.
And what about Bill Clinton? He caused a great deal of trouble for himself with his behavior in the White House. Would he be a problem for his wife? Liz Whitelaw is a retired health worker. She sees a soap opera.
Are we going to have a continuing soap opera in the White House? Very possibly so, but you've got to remember something. American people love soap operas. I think we could handle it.
It's possible he has it out of his system, or is it, you know, at least better able to hide it. But also, I know a lot of people feel very sympathetic toward Hillary because of him. And he might actually be garnering support for her by his actions. Yeah.
That last woman was Deborah Carter, who's a high school teacher. Dennis Kucinich is her sentimental favorite. For the Crones, the biggest concern about Clinton's electability is what the GOP might do if she is the nominee. Liz Whitelaw sees a vicious negative campaign ahead.
I'm worried about how Karl Rove is going to be spending his retirement. Who knows what that's going to be? And it's very frightening to think about. But I think we do have to worry. I think we're going to have to fight very hard.
I asked if Hillary Clinton hurts the Democratic Party's chances to win, why pick a candidate who'll attract that kind of campaign? The Crones think that campaign is coming anyway. And Maggie Cesar pointed out that Clinton survived the Whitewater investigations and her husband's impeachment.
I think of all of the Democratic candidates that she is probably the best equipped to take on any kind of dirty tricks and the Karl Roves of the Republican Party.
She's been trained.
They trained her.
Yeah, OJT, man. She's had on-the-job training for that.
The Catoctin Crones of Frederick, Maryland, finding more to like about the woman who may be their party's nominee in 2008. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.